to wake up here then.
What have we got here then?
All my straps are.
No, that's all right if you don't have to have them on. That's fine.
Okay. What have we got here?
Well, I was just going to read the book that we read in toddler group. There it is. Mummy did the story at toddler group, didn't she? What about you, Yashel? You helped, didn't you?
I know. That's scary.
Scary, is it?
And I want that one. Oh. I get something else. I just get on the table. About this one. This is not scary.
No, it's not scary. That's Mummy's book. You wouldn't like that one.
Please, I read it.
No, we can't read this. It's not a book we can read, Thomas. That's a book we can read together. Let's read this one because you like this one. Why did you say it was scary? Were you scared when we read it?
I want that one.
Do you? Okay. What happened at toddler group? You went into the room. Oh, you made some ice biscuits first, didn't you?
Yeah.
Remember at activity time? You went into the room.
I can eat them.
Yes, they said you could eat them. You put icing on biscuits and decorated them with Smarties and all sorts of little marshmallows. And then we walked home with Joe and Becky, didn't we?
You can eat those.
And Becky wanted to eat hers, didn't she?
Yeah. Joe said no.
She said no, and then she gave in and let her eat it. And then you wanted to eat yours. Will you sit in your chair, please?
Just getting something.
What are you just getting?
Just getting this book. Just mine.
Thank you.
No, look, Frozen. I want to read it.
I have to turn this away. Sit down, please. Don't climb on the table. I'm talking about toddler group. You went into that big room and Mummy was doing the story and you got chairs ready, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we took... Who did we take to toddler group to read the story with?
My bear.
Your bear. What was your bear called? Sit down,
Freddy. And that book.
Fred Bear liked the book. Do you remember we went to the bookshop to buy this book so we could read it specially?
Yeah.
And we sat at the front and Mummy read the story. But before that, it was little boy's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Casey, who was two. And everybody sang happy birthday. But he didn't want to blow his candles out, did he?
What for?
Well, you know, when it was your birthday, you didn't want to blow your candles out, did you?
Yeah.
But you wanted to help Casey blow his out today, didn't you?
Yeah.
So we sang happy birthday and what did you do?
The boy did it on his own.
The boy did it on his own? Oh, I think you helped, didn't you? There were a few of you helped him. And when we'd finished the story, because it's a story about some teddy bears in the ward, Mummy thought it would be a good idea to sing Teddy Bear's Picnic. And I said, come along, who knows Teddy Bear's Picnic? And they all said, no, we don't. And a few said, yes, we do. So we sang it, didn't we? We gave it a try.
Yeah.
And they did know it, didn't they?
Yeah.
And at the end of the story, did everybody clap?
Yeah.
I think the children like the story, didn't they?
Hip
hooray! Hip hooray! Yes. Here we are. This is what Mummy took along, look. First of all, we said happy birthday to Casey, didn't we? And he blew his cake candles out. At least you helped him. One or two others helped. And then we sang that song, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap, clap.
And if you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Stamp, stamp.
And if you're ready for a story, say, shh. If you're ready for a story, say, shh. If you're ready for a story and you really want to hear it, if you're ready for a story, say, shh. And then we read the story. And it's this story, isn't it? Where's my teddy? Eddie's lost his teddy, Freddy. So off he goes to the wood to find him. But the wood is dark and horrible. And little Eddie is in for a gigantic surprise.
He wasn't there.
Was it in there in the woods? Eddie's off to find his teddy. Eddie's name is?
Freddy.
He lost him in the woods somewhere. It's dark and horrible in there. Help! Said Eddie. I'm scared already. I want my bed. I want my teddy.
And I want that one.
Tiptoed on and on until something made him stop quite still. Look out, he thought. There's something there. What's that? A giant teddy bear. Can you see how big that teddy is compared to Eddie?
Yeah.
Is it Freddy?
It's maybe.
It may be. Is it Freddy? Said Eddie. What a surprise. How did you get to be this size? You're too big to huddle and cuddle, he said. And I'll never fit both of us into my bed. Then, out of the darkness, clearer and clearer, the sound of a sobbing came nearer and nearer. Soon the whole wood could hear the voice bawl.
How did you get to be tiddly and small? You're too small to huddle and cuddle, it said. And you'll only get lost in my giant-sized bed.
It was a gigantic bear. And a tiddly teddy. Look at that tiny teddy bear.
It should be big.
It should be big. Do you think this gigantic bear should really have the big teddy bear?
Yeah.
And do you think that might be Freddy?
Yeah.
It was a gigantic bear. And a tiddly teddy. Stay a minute, stomping towards the giant teddy and...
Eddie.
My Ted, gasped the bear. A bear, screamed Eddie.
A boy, yelled the bear.
My teddy, cried Eddie. Then they ran and they ran through the dark wood, back to their homes as quick as they could. All the way back to their snuggly beds, where they huddled and cuddled their own little Ted. Oh, you're my teddy that I need to get a huddle and cuddle you, don't I? Oh, that was a big kiss. Isn't that a nice story? And at the end of the story, everybody gave us a clap, and then we sang. Oh, then we talked about Freddy, because I held up your teddy bear and I said, this is Fred, this is Freddy who Thomas takes to bed. And the other children told me what they took to bed. Do you remember that little girl who said she took a dog to bed?
Yeah, what's her name called?
What's her name? I don't know what her name was called. And I asked her what the dog was called, but she didn't tell me. She said it was a spotty dog. And one or two of the little boys at the front said, yes, they had teddy bears that they took to bed.
What's their name called?
I don't know, Danny. I don't know everybody's name. I know the people that we knew weren't sitting at the front. They were all sitting on chairs at the back. Then we sang Teddy Bear's Picnic. And look, this is a list of songs. Wobble Black Sheep, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
What's that one
say? That says Fred, because it was to remind me to talk about
Fred. What's that one
say? That says Story Time. It says Birthdays. If you're happy and you know it, Story Time. Talk about Fred. Then it says songs. Teddy Bear's Picnic, Bar, Bobble, Black Sheep, Twinkle, Twinkle, Wind the Bobbin Up, The Wheels on the Bus, and we had the horn, the bell, and the children. But everybody started singing the wiper one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Swish, swish, swish. Then we have Three Cheeky Monkeys.
Swinging
in the trees, teasing the crocodiles. You can't catch me. Along came a crocodile, as sneaky as can be, and snap, went the crocodile. Oh, dear me.
Well, what's on there?
And then Mummy said, oh, we've just sung a song about crocodiles. Let's sing another one with a crocodile. It was Row, Row, Row the Boat. Where does the crocodile come into Row, Row, Row the Boat?
I don't know.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the street.
I know that one.
Don't you? Yeah. If you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. Ah! That's where the crocodile comes in. Then we did some marching. Everybody stood up and we did the Grand Old Duke of York. And then we did the hokey pokey, right arm, left leg and whole self, didn't we?
Wasn't there?
Some flashcards. Do you want to look at that?
Yeah.
It's a package of flashcards. So did you enjoy the story? You did at the time, didn't you?
Yeah. Scandinatos.
Pardon?
Police girl.
But it's not a police girl, that's a picture of a nurse. N for nurse.
No, it's a boy.
It's a boy? I think you'll find it's a little girl.
Look.
What are those?
Don't know.
They're building bricks. There are six building bricks. Can you count them?
Not apples.
Apples.
Nothing there. Nothing there. That's
two. Oh, if you turn it over, there's something on the other side. What is that a picture of? Yeah, for yo-yo.
What did I want to say?
Yeah, for yo-yo.
What's a yo-yo?
Yo-yo, look, that's a yo-yo. You've got a yo-yo. Do you remember from Ben's party?
Yo-yo.
Bouncy took me down. In fact, Daddy was playing with your yo-yo. Where's he gone?
Down.
I think Daddy's still got it, don't you? Yeah. You think it's in Daddy's toy box?
Yeah.
Oh.
An egg.
Egg in a red egg cup. Do you like eggs?
No.
You don't really, do you? Yeah. Do you know what this little boy's dressed as?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a clue. He's looking after animals who are all poorly. The teddy bear has a bandage on his ear. The duck has a plaster on him. The monkey has a bandage. They're all poorly animals. So who looks after poorly animals?
Thomas
does. What about the VET?
Oh, there's a lion.
A lion. Oh, I can see that's a nice lion, isn't it?
Look.
Yeah, that's L for lion. What else can you see?
Look, house.
A house. How many windows has the house got?
I don't know. One, two.
Two windows.
Where's the top ones?
Where's the top ones? That's very clever. No, the house only has two windows, doesn't it? Perhaps it's a cottage, sometimes cottages. Do you remember going to see Monica and Paul in York? Paul's a policeman.
Yeah.
Well, his wife, Monica.
A cup.
A cup, it's M for a mug. His wife used to live in a cottage. And it had an upstairs, but the upstairs windows were at the back. The front of the cottage only had windows at the bottom. So perhaps it's Monica's cottage. Or it could
Mommy,
be...
you want a letter?
Well, I want a letter, yes, I'd love one, please. It could be a bungalow, because bungalows don't have upstairs.
Look, there's upstairs. A umbrella.
An umbrella, yes.
There's that,
your letter. Is that my letter, thank you?
My postman.
Oh, are you? Yes, these are flashcards. We've not had flashcards for a long time, have we?
No. I'm going to take them out.
Do you want to take them out of?
Go there.
To take them out of there, we'll take them out of the box, haven't we? We've got these pussycats here as well.
I like this boy.
Oh, what's that boy doing?
Painting.
He's painting. Do you paint?
Yeah.
Did you paint it?
Look, there's an apple.
An apple. For apple. Did you do some painting today at toddler group? I don't mean toddler group this morning, I mean nursery this afternoon.
No.
Did you like nursery?
Not really,
no. Not really,
no. The one, that one.
Yes, please. Did you not enjoy nursery time?
No.
Oh, why?
Oh, a cup.
It's a cup. It's a mug, actually. A mug's a little bit larger than a cup. Did you know that?
There you go.
Do you want me to show you the difference between a cup and a mug? Let me get something out of the cupboard.
Oh, Mummy, look! Fish!
A fish. Wow. Is that for a fish?
Yeah.
For a fish. Right. Let me just show you the difference, Thomas.
Yeah.
Right, this is your cup. Oh, look, there's loads of tea. That's what we're doing. There's lots of teacups hanging up there. That is a cup.
Yeah.
A cup stands on a saucer.
Fine.
And that is a mug.
Oh, yeah.
You don't put mugs on saucers.
There's those ones hanging up there.
Well, we can't have any more now. I just want to show you. That's a cup. That's a mug. Shall we find the card, the flash card with a C on it and see if they have C for a cat or C for a cup?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mum.
Your voice is weird again. Oh, well, if that's B for a ball. Oh, I thought perhaps C was near it. Ah, no, look, C is for carrots. That looks like a marzipan carrot.
Yeah.
But can you see the difference between a cup and a mug?
Yeah.
A mug is tall, you don't need a saucer. A cup needs a saucer. Which is probably why we don't
want
cups.
What are you doing,
Daddy? I'm hanging the cup back. Do you want to feed these pussycats now, Thomas?
Yeah. Are you? Not to hang it at loops. No. No, Purdy's food.
Purdy's food? I don't think we've got much food for Purdy, have we?
No, I mean there's pussycats. I'll get one.
Well, normally we give the pussycat Purdy's food, but we haven't actually got any biscuits for Purdy at the moment, Thomas.
No. Shall we?
Shall we pretend? No, please, get off the table. Walk on the table, Tommy, before. Sit back in your chair. That's a good boy. I don't mind if you go on the floor, but you have to climb on the table. Right, let's move these cards. They're way out by now. Right, which pussycats have we got? Who's that?
That one's got Purdy.
That's Gingles.
Hello, Gingles.
Hello, Gingles. And who's that?
Jeff. Meow, meow.
Where's the other one gone? Well, here we are. This one's called Furballs. I think you call him Ginger, don't you?
Yeah. Hello, Furball. They're just having a fight.
They're having a fight? Oh, that's not right.
Just a...
That's not a nice thing for them to be doing, is it?
Just a...
No, Thomas. You've got very rough. I don't like this roughness. Why are you so rough with everything? I don't like this at all. It's not nice.
No, Jess is not like those two more cats.
Does Jess not like the other cats?
No.
Oh, dear. Those some pats, Jess?
Yeah. No more pussy cats.
No more pussy cats sitting on the wall. Look, this is a book about pussy cats. Kittens and cats. Do you know what kittens are?
No.
Kittens are baby cats. That one looks like Purdy probably did when she was a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Ginger.
Ginger. Right, it says cuddly kittens.
Look, there's Purdy.
That's like Purdy, yes. How many cuddly kittens do you see? That's like Purdy. Look at all my fluffy fur. And this one's I'm going on an adventure.
What's that one called?
Sit down. Do you know what this one is?
Yeah.
Doing? What's it doing?
Don't know.
Stretching.
What?
Do you remember that song Julian taught us about the lion in the jungle? And he goes, stretching and yawning.
Yeah.
Growling and sleeping. In the hot sun, stretching. That one's having a wash, isn't it?
Where?
This one, look, and that one's washing as well. Now, somewhere there's some stickers, I think. Oh, there they are. Stickers, 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 stickers.
I'll show you.
Because it says...
Oh, there's a bird sticker.
It says, find 5 more kittens to put in the basket.
In the poly basket.
In the poly basket? Oh, are you talking about Phoenix next door?
Yes.
Because when Phoenix is poorly,
yeah.
Does he like to go?
In the basket, baby.
He likes to go into the basket. Shall we put this one in? In the basket?
What's that one called?
I don't know what it's called. Do you want to put him in the basket?
It's called Ginger.
Is it? Oh no, it's not Ginger. There is a Ginger one. Let's put him in the basket, shall we, there?
Where? Look, there's a
birdie sticker. Yeah, that's like a birdie one, isn't it? Look, do you want the Ginger one in the basket as well?
Yeah.
Just sit back on that chair, Tom. I don't know why you're trying to sit on the table. You're going to fall off and have a bump, aren't you? There we are. And to put that one in the basket as well.
Look, it's sleeping.
Sleeping. He's sleeping in the basket. There we are. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Isn't that lovely?
No. What can they
on? No. Cute cats. It said cuddly kittens growing to cute cats.
Stretching.
Yeah, stretching. That's right. It says, I'm sleepy too. Time for a cat nap, because this pussycat says, I'm sleepy. And this one's saying, can I have a cuddle, please?
Yeah.
Right, shall we find
some... No people in there.
Pardon?
There's no people.
No people?
No.
No, it's just pictures of pussycats. Right, on here, look.
I wish I did a hug at that pussycat.
Oh, do you? Give us a little cuddle now, because it's saying, can I have a cuddle, please?
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. Look.
That one wants a kiss.
Does it? Look at all these bowls of food.
Please, I have a kiss.
You can kiss it, yes.
Sorry, Mummy. Nobody's in there.
Shall we give this pussycat some food? A bowl of food. Would you like to give some pussycats bowls of food?
Yeah.
You want a bowl of food. What's the bowl got on it? Oh, it's a picture of a cat. There you are. What about this one? This one likes some food.
That one's running.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's it saying? I can't see because you've put the food over. We put the food on the floor, don't we? That's where pussycats eat. Where do they eat?
On the floor.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I see that pussycat saying, how do you do? Look, it's raising its paw. How do you do? How do you do? And how do you do again? Right, the one that says I'm
sleeping. What's that one saying?
That's saying, can I have a cuddle, please? That's the one that you were giving a cuddle to. Right, this one. Food for that one. That's right. How about a bowl of food for that one?
What?
The tabby one, the one that looks a little bit like Purdy. Should we put it there? And what about this one? The one that says it's sleepy. Where would you like
What's
to...
that one from? What that one say?
That's one saying, can I have a cuddle, please? You've given it a cuddle, you've given it a bowl of food. Well, just feed this sleepy cat. That's right. And then give this one a cuddle again. Oh, does it feel better now?
No, sir, please have a cuddle again.
Would you like a cuddle?
No, that one.
Oh, you want me to cuddle the pussycat? Oh, that's nice.
It's sad.
Is it sad?
Look.
Oh, it looks sad, doesn't it?
What? Oh, no people.
No people to... That's right, Thomas. Yes, because he'd like some people to play with him, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Did you have lots of people to play with at toddler group?
No.
At play group, I mean, this afternoon?
No.
Did you make any friends?
No.
You tell me when I picked you up that you'd made lots of friends.
Yeah.
Oh, now this is a different page. It says there are many different kinds of cats. Their coats can be speckled, short, long, thick and fluffy, blue-eyed, gorgeous. Right, find two more fluffy cats. I think that's a fluffy cat, don't you? Would you like to put a fluffy cat there? That's like Purdy, isn't it? Put it in the box. That's right. And leave room for this grey and white one, because that's a fluffy pussy as well, isn't it?
That one
comes
off fluffy. That one,
that's just... Oh, no, that one needs to go in that box with that fluffy one.
That one wants some food. It's just standing there.
Okay, you want a bowl of food for it? Hungry pussycat?
Yeah. I'm giving him something else to say.
Giving him something else?
What does that one say?
That one said, can I have a cuddle, please?
Yeah.
Oh, you like that one, don't you?
Yeah, so wish it comes out.
You wish it came out. Look, that one's like the ginger pussycat that comes to the door. Leo, would you like to give some food to this one? I thought it was that one you wanted to give food to. Right.
That one's more like sad as well.
Does that one look sad as well?
It wants that one wants a hug as well.
Does it? Well, you give him a cuddle now. I've just realised you're saying huggle, which is a cross between a hug and a cuddle. And in this book about Freddy and Eddie, they talk about a huddle, not a huggle like you say, a huddle. You say a huggle, which is a hug and a cuddle. And they say a huddle. Right, now what's going on from this page?
Oh, Purdy.
Oh, gosh, playful kittens do all sorts of things. What on earth are they doing on this page?
It's having like that one's gone in the bath.
That one's gone in the bath. It says, where are the fish? The pussycat's gone in the fish bowl. The fish, yes, the fish tank. Is that what they call goldfish bowl? That's it.
No,
he can't get in. This one's playing with a toy spider. Look, down on a piece of plastic. And look, these all have little balls to play with. And is that playing with a piece of string?
Yeah.
These are playing with a ladder.
Yeah.
little kitten's talking to a doggy.
That one's smaller, that one's sad.
Oh, which, do you think all the ginger ones are sad?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that one's sad because it wants to huggle.
You think it's sad because he wants to huggle? Thomas, will you please?
I want this one. That one's that sad one.
The sad one?
Yeah.
That's it, leave those alone. Right, it says find some more toys for the kittens to play with. They've got all these toys up here.
Oh, look.
There's balls and furry mice and furry goldfish. Which would you like, a mouse, a goldfish or a ball? That mouse, that grey mouse, that's a superb furry mouse, isn't it? Right, which pussycat are you going to get the mouse to play with?
That big one.
That big one there, wow. Do you want some more toys for the other cats?
Yeah, I love that big fish.
That big fish, oh, that's a mouse. This big fish or the mouse?
That big, huge fish.
This big, big, huge fish, as you're calling it. There's quite a few feathers on it, doesn't it?
Thank you. I put it
there. That one pussycat's already got something to play with.
Where?
It's playing with a ball, look. Anyway, would you like to put it in the box there at the bottom, and then any pussycat that hasn't got something to play with?
Where?
Nose. Look, it's there. Stick it in there, and then any pussycat that hasn't got something to play with or it gets bored with the toy it's got can
The
sad one. Well, I don't think any of those toys look kittens look sad. They're all playing, aren't they?
Right, you find this one.
That's the one you like. Well, tell you what, let's choose. You choose some toys and give it to
one. That one, what's that one say?
It said, can I have a cuddle, please?
Yeah, and a kiss.
And a kiss. Well, you give it a kiss and then choose a toy for it.
I'll give you. I like that.
That little white mouse. What would you like to call this pussycat as you like him, don't
Fred.
You? Fred. Oh, right. So you've got a teddy bear called Fred. And now you've got a ginger pussycat called Fred. That's it, you give him a nice mouse to play with. Oh, don't put it over his face, he'll be even more sad, won't he? Put it there so he can reach it. Would you like him to... Oh, he can't reach, that's for that cat. If you put it there, that pussycat will have it. Put it here.
Yeah.
Right, not on his face, near his paws. That's right, would you like him to have a ball or something else to play with?
That one's just... Playing his tail. That one's having a wash.
Well, that one says he's sleepy. He's having a little cat nap. He's stretching, isn't he?
Look, it's my
Yeah. Any more toys for that sad pussy cat? I think he's sad now. He's got a bowl of food. You've given him lots of kisses and cuddles. And he's had a little mouse to play with. Would you like to give him a ball or something else you can chase?
That one.
Oh, lots of toys. This little ball. Pop it there.
Think that kitten get it. Think that pussycat get it.
No, that pussycat won't get it, will it?
No, because I'm feeling strawberries and sweeties.
Pardon?
And sweeties.
Sweeties? Who wants sweeties?
Thomas.
Who's in there?
Yeah, my bus tin.
From your bus tin? Alright, we'll sort it out in a minute. Cat fun, it's playtime and the cats are having fun.
What's that one called?
That's like a scratching post, but it's a very elaborate one, very fancy one. It's got lots and lots of different stages where they can climb up and jump.
What's that one?
And they're saying, shall we climb to the top? Well, that's a scale pan. You know how we have the scale pans when we're doing some weighing? You've got one pussycat in the scale pan and the other one looking, and it's saying that's not a seesaw. Ooh.
No.
Vroom, vroom, let's go for a ride.
That one's having a ride.
Yes. This one says find three cats to put in the car. There's three cats there. Is this the ginger one that you keep thinking looks very sad?
Yeah.
Well, let's give him a ride in that car, shall we?
Good idea.
Good idea. Is this Fred?
Yeah.
Anyway, you put Fred in the car.
Daddy.
Would you like Fred to have any company? Any other pussycats to go with him?
bear.
Do you want him just to ride on his own, or do you want him to have any friends? No, just put him in and leave him in, Tommy. That's, oh, he's lying down, that's nice. Is he going on his own, or would you like him to have some friends?
No. Run on yourself.
Going on his own, going by himself. Right. Look at all these glamorous cats in their best outfits. Ooh.
Please, I have one. Get one.
What then?
Get one, sweetie.
Well, in a minute. But they're wearing all sorts of things, aren't they? Little collars and bows. Look at this quilted jacket. That's nice, isn't it? Oh,
I wish it comes off.
You wish it came off? A fancy flowery collar. Now, it's as fine as some hats and bows to put on these cats.
That was sad.
Is it? Well, shall we give it a hat or a bow? What would you like? A hat? That hat. Right, let's put that hat.
Pussycats don't like hats.
No, pussycats don't really like hats at all, do they? But in this book, that pussycat wearing a hat. Now, choose a bow for him.
Look, it's taking it off.
Yeah, which bow would you like, Thomas? They're all different. There's all pink, purples, red.
No.
No bows. Birdie used to wear a collar. She doesn't wear one now because since she's been poorly, we've taken it off. Yeah, nice bow.
It's not poorly.
Look, you can have a pussycat. Should we put some bows on the others?
Yeah.
Which one?
My eyes.
You're going to shut your eyes and you'll be surprised when you open them and you see where I put it.
Tell me where is it.
Right, keep your eyes closed. I'm sticking a hat on another pussycat. Right, open them now.
Again.
Right. What are you doing?
Hiding.
You're hiding, you're closing your eyes so you'll be surprised to find which pussycat Mummy's put a bow on and which pussycat Mummy's put a summer hat on. Summer hats are often called bonnets, Thomas, or straw hats. Do you remember Easter bonnets? At Easter time we talked about Easter bonnets, didn't we?
That's funny.
Is it funny? Shall we put some more bows on?
Yeah.
Do you not want to look again? Is it going to be a surprise? We've got two more hats and one more bow.
There's still more bows.
Still more bows, right. Which pussycat shall have this hat?
That one.
That one? Are you going to
have that one?
Yes, well that bow can go on this pussycat, can't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a long job to get the hat off the book. And this hat?
It's finished.
Not quite finished.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm having an awful time to get the stickers off. There we are. And hat. Oh, that pussycat that was really cross. It's got a hat on.
Yeah.
I think he's happy, do you?
No,
right.
That one's not one got one.
There! Don't they look posh?
These are some sweets. Cough sweets.
Yeah, they're not cough sweets. I know you've got a funny throat. But... Right, this is the last page. It's time for the cats to go home.
Those are called beds.
Those are called beds. They're sleeping in all sorts of different places. Why are they sleeping?
There.
This is a basket.
That one's peeping.
Is it peeping? Yes, it's called the Country Cottage. That's a beautiful little pussycat house, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look.
See, that's one not got a door.
No, it's no door. Well, that's... The reason it hasn't got the door is because pussycats can't open and close doors, can they? So they can just go in and out of there. That one's peeping out of the door. There's a tiny kitten looking out of the window there. Look at this one on the top.
Yeah.
They're in a basket, aren't they?
Yeah.
And...
Is that sweet?
Thomas. Oh look, this one's saying, hello, I'm home, it's going through a cat flap. That's a hat box. Mummy's got some hat boxes in the bedroom, hasn't she?
Really like it.
No. I'll get you a bus to you in a minute. And look, that's in a basket like Purdy, but it's a carrying basket, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, page 15, there's some more pussycats.
Yeah.
Ah, find 4 more cats to put in the boathouse. Look. 1, Ginger.
Meow, meow.
1 black and white, 1 like...
Puddy.
Oh, Puddy's not black and white. Who's black and white?
Felix.
Another black and white one. Grandma, Beelbis Pussycat's black and white, isn't it?
Yeah.
1 more black and white one.
Well, where is my granddad's cat called?
Gelly.
Yeah.
She's a silly name, I know.
About Felix.
Felix. This is a funny kitten, isn't it?
What is he called?
I don't know. Shall we put that kitten there?
Bye.
Bye-bye, kittens.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
Gary love chat.
Alligator. Right, so you'd like some sweeties, would you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Daddy's just coming home, look.
Oh, no. It's cause then. Oh, no. It's lesson time.
Hang on, a few sweeties. Eat them quick before your daddy comes in. You better say hello, Daddy, when he gets here. You've caught us eating sweets, Daddy.
Sweeties?
Mm.
Look.
Look what he's got.
Can't have it.
You can't have
and
it.
And you can't have any sweeties.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Mummy can get you some.
What did you say? If you talk about it, Mummy can get you some.
No, I can't get some. Daddy wants one.
Daddy wants one?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Look, Daddy, you're in this special box tip.
Mummy, you all want some.
Can I have a pink one, please? Just one.
I think I'm going to have one, actually. I think I'll have... Well, oh! Goodness.
Never mind.
Never mind. Right, so that's it. Do you like those sweeties?
I'm eating them.
You're eating those as well?
Yeah.
Right.
Mummy.
You've been a good boy for Mummy today.
Yeah. No. Some bubbles in there.
Oh yes, you spilled some bubbles, Daddy.
Okay.
We were going to blow some bubbles and he dropped the bottle, which doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Right.
An accident.
Yes, that's a problem. That's right, dear.
It was an accident.
I thought it's my mum.
Pardon?
But it's my mum, not. I thought that's Christopher's.
What did you think was Christopher's?
My bubbles.
Your bubbles? No, yeah. They're not Christopher's, they're yours.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you going to come and have a look at it with me?
Yeah.
I'm just going to pour a cup of tea, Tom.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pour myself a cup of tea. And then we'll have a look at this together, shall we?
Yeah.
You're getting tired?
Yeah.
You very tired or just a little bit tired?
A little bit tired. On your table?
Yes, we can go on the table.
Okay.
Are you going to come through here?
Okay. I'll mind my lorry.
Yes, I'll mind the lorry.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Anna.
I just got on a sheen.
Yes.
Shoes.
You're a sheen, is it?
They're a little sheen, though.
Shoes. It looks like your chair.
Shoes.
Good boy. Right, can I just pour this drink?
Okay. I'll just get off this seat.
You're getting off your chair? Well, it won't only be a second, Thomas, then I'll be ready. Should we let Purdy out?
I stroked Purdy.
You're stroking Purdy, you've stroked her. Well, very good. Right, we'll open the door. We'll buy a course. Oh, she likes that because she jumped with her, aren't you?
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, Purdy.
Bye-bye, Kitty. Then she goes... They know what she meant.
Is that the noise the machine's making? It's a funny noise, isn't it?
We love a cough sweet.
A cough sweet? Not for your poorly cough. Not with Thomas, that's a made up cough. Look, there's some Smarties here. You'll have to have a Smartie because there's nothing else out at the moment.
Uh-oh.
How about a few Smarties?
Good idea.
A good idea. Everything's a good idea at the moment with you, isn't it? Hmm? Is everything a jolly good idea? Looking forward to this too. Yes! Oopsie-daisy.
Mummy?
Yes, love?
Chicken.
Is it?
There's chicken.
Chicken, that's Purdy, yes.
You got a chicken. And I want my straps on.
No, I'm not putting your straps on. The weather's quite sunny now, isn't it?
Ooh.
Ooh. Are those Smarties nice? It tastes good, Thomas. Thomas, come and tell me.
I want the boy in that red house.
You want the boy in the red house? What's the boy in the red house called?
Don't
know. Oh, he's your little friend. What's his name?
Don't know. There's a spider.
Where? Spider, where?
There. Look.
I caught you. Oh, right. Oh, no, it's not a spider, Tom. It's a little moth and it's on the outside, isn't it? It's Robert's house.
Where's Robert?
I don't know where he is, love.
He's gone to school.
No, he wouldn't have gone to school today. Well, he might have gone to school, but what I mean is he won't be at school now. Because it's quite late now, isn't it?
What for?
I would imagine he's had his tea. Perhaps he's had his tea and he's playing in the garden, or maybe he's getting ready for bed, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Shall I help you eat these?
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're sharing, aren't you? Whoops. I dropped it.
No, man, there you go.
Oh, thank you. Dream on.
I'm going to fuck you.
Thank you. You're giving them all away. You want to win it left yourself. You keep that one, love.
Oh, thank you.
That's quite all right. Otherwise, you won't have anything to eat, will you?
Yeah. Buy some more.
What did you say? Buy some more?
Yeah, in Tesco.
Buy some more in Tesco? Some more Smarties?
Yeah.
Where else can we buy
some
sweets?
Some bubbles.
Oh yes, you can buy bubbles in Tesco. Although I think we actually bought your bubbles in Woolworths, didn't we, for your birthday party? How many buttons have you got there, Smarties?
Right, I'm just getting out of my loving now.
Why?
Just want to see everything coming in the house.
You want to see?
I'm just checking them, just backing up.
You're just backing up?
Yeah, I won't be long.
You won't be long, good. Is everything up? Are you backing up on your lorry, are you?
Yeah.
What's happened to your drink of milk, Thomas?
I've emptied all.
I know, but what happened to the bottle?
Okay, I'll get it.
You hidden it behind there? Did you drink it all up?
It's just
oh.
Oh, right. Where was the bottle standing, Tom?
Here.
In there?
Yeah.
Haven't sipped it up, have you?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, I don't.
So there isn't milk anywhere? No. Okay, do you want this little drop?
No.
No, thank you. Well, shall we give it to Purdy?
Good idea.
Good idea. Purdy might like that at bedtime, mightn't she? Right, hop back in your chair now. We're going to have a look at this book. You got this at Christmas and we still haven't played the tape, have we? We need to get some batteries for your tape recorder. We can play it on Mummy's tape recorder. That doesn't need batteries. We just never quite got round to listening to the tape, have we? Right, we've done some of these before, haven't we? Pop your legs down, please. Sit. Shall we share?
Yeah.
I can hear you crunching those Smarties.
Are you doing them all?
Have you? Right. Oh, gosh. This is one we did with Julian last week.
Yeah.
I saw a slithery snake slide through the grasses, making them shake. He looked at me with his beady eye. Go away from my pretty green garden, said I. Sss, said the slithery snake as he slid through the grasses, making them
shake.
Making them shake, do you remember that?
Yeah.
And what's this one? Knock at the door.
Don't know.
Knock at the door, peep in. Ring the bell, lift the latch and walk in. But that slithery snake, we've done this before ourselves, but when Julian did it the other day, I didn't realise it was in the book, did you? And you know, running around the garden like a teddy bear, don't you? This is a favourite one with babies.
I'll show you, look. Look, there's a snail.
Yes.
Not mine.
Well, that's...
Look, there's a baby crying.
A baby crying?
What for?
Well, I don't think it's crying. I think his mummy's holding him. And his mummy's doing this to him. Round and round the garden like a teddy bear. One step, two steps... Jiggly under there.
Baby's laughing
or Thomas is laughing?
Mummy.
Oh, look, and there's another one. Round and round the haystack went the little mouse. One step, two step in this little house. And there's another one here about a mouse, and you've just pointed out the snail, haven't you? Slowly, very slowly creeps the garden snail. Slowly, very slowly, up the wooden rail. Quickly, very quickly, runs the little mouse. Quickly, very quickly, round about the house. Can you do slow? Like clapping slow. Now do it quicker. Quick. Good boy. That's right. And there's this little piggy went to market. We know that one, don't we?
Yeah, on my fingers.
On your fingers? This little piggy went to market.
I do that on my feet.
We do it on your feet. You're quite right. Especially when you're having your toenails cut. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. But this little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried, wee, all the way home.
Again?
Well, you sing it this time, because you know it. You do it to Mummy's home.
Round a garden like a teddy bear. One step, two steps, tickly under there.
Oh, thank you. Now, what about this little piggy went to market?
This little piggy stayed at a market.
Yes.
This little piggy stayed at mum.
At home?
This piggy had none, and this little piggy went wee under there.
Under there? What about this little piggy having roast beef? This little pig went to market. This little pig stayed at home. This little pig had roast beef.
This little pig
had none. And this little pig went... Well, we now see some Audrey Door, don't we?
Yeah.
There's a few here. Oh, this is your favourite. Sit still, please.
Squeaky.
Yes, but jelly on the plate.
Jelly on the plate.
Jelly on the plate. Now, the next verse that we didn't know before is sweeties in the jar. Sweeties in the jar. Shake them up, sweeties in the jar.
Mm.
And there's one more here. Candles on the cake. Candles on the cake. Blow them out, puff, puff, puff. Did you like that?
Yeah, again.
Again?
Yeah.
Will you please sit still, Tom, so I should put your straps on, because you're banging the table and we've got hot tea here. Jelly on the plate, jelly on the plate. Wibble, wobble, wibble, wobble, jelly on the plate. Sweeties in the jar. Yes?
Yeah.
You're not going to say the rest?
No.
Candles on the cake. Candles on the cake. Did you say you're listening?
No.
Oh, what did you say?
I love you.
You don't love me?
Yes, I do.
You do love me? Oh, wow, that's a big... Ooh, that's a big kiss. Oh, thank you. We know this one. In sea winds, sea spider...
Land up that spout.
The spout. Down came the rain.
And washed the spider.
Wash the what?
Sweetie, watch out.
Sweetie, watch out. You're holding my watch, aren't you? Out came the sunshine and dried up all the rain. Incy Wincy spider climbed up the spout.
Again! I don't think I'm going to put my shoes on or on my tractor.
You think you put your shoes on and put Connie's tractor outside, do you? Well, I think we'll do some other things first. Two little dicky birds, we know that one, don't we?
I'm just putting my shoes on.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Thomas, will you sit still?
I'm just putting my
shoes on. You're not putting your shoes on. You're not going out now, you know. Thomas, come along. I should get very cross in a minute. Come on. Come on, get up. No, you can't go out now. No. No. Look, this is another one we do with Julian. What's this one about?
No.
What are they?
Dunno.
Peas in a pod?
No.
Five little peas in a pea pod pressed. One grew, two grew, and so did all the rest. They grew and grew and did not stop until one day the pod went pop! Pop! This is another one we do with Julian. Cobbler, cobbler, mend my shoe. Get it done by 2:30, 'cause my toe is peeping through. Cobbler, cobbler, mend my shoe. Another Julian one. What do you suppose? A bee sat on my
nose.
And what do you think? He gave me a wink and said, I beg your pardon. I thought you were the garden. And we've got patter cake. Patter cake, patter cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and prick it and mark it with B. And put it in the oven for baby and me. For baby and me, for baby and me. There will be plenty for baby and me. Now, can you see that birthday cake there?
Yeah.
What's it got in it?
Candles.
Two candles?
Four.
And what's that say?
Dunno.
Right, well, shall we read the rhyme again? Patter cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it.
Prick it.
Prick it and...
Put it in your little baby on me.
But what about, what are we marking it with? We're patting it and pricking it and marking it with...
Porridge.
With porridge. And mark it with B. B stands for?
Bedtime.
Bedtime.
Two yellow pockets.
Two yellow pockets on that little rhyme about the bee landing on somebody's nose. The little girl in the nursery rhyme. in the picture has two yellow pockets on her trousers. Well, you're very good saying B is for bedtime, because when we were talking about PB Bear, we were saying the P and the B. P stands for pyjamas and B stands for bedtime. Well, in this case, this is a B. B stands for Bertie the Bus and Brum and Boots and Buzzy Bees, Butterflies, Balloon, Brown, Bedtime. Boxes.
He's snoring.
Boxes.
Bang, bang.
B stands for baby. Pat it and prick it and mark it with B. Mark it with B, that's the B. And put it in the oven for baby and...
me!
Oh, this is a nice one now. You know, if this one, there's another one with Julian. This is the way the ladies ride. Nimble nim nim, nimbly nim. This is the way the gentlemen ride. Gallop a trot, gallop a trot. This is the way the farmers ride. Jiggity jog, jiggity jog. This is the way the butcher boy rides. Trippity trop, trippity trop. Tilly falls in the ditch with a flippity 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 flop flop. Well, we don't say those words with Julian, do we?
No.
Prefer Julian's words, do you? Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors, and here are the people. Here is the parson going upstairs, and here he is saying his prayers. What does that look like?
Don't know. Church.
Church.
Yeah.
Oh, and we know this one, don't we? Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah.
What does the mouse do?
Tickly under there.
Tickly under there? Yeah, that's something else, isn't it? Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the...
nothing!
The nothing. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock, tick tock, tick tock. My watch is a clock.
Tick tock. I don't got to wash it all away.
You've not got a watch on, have you? Could I have a book, please? Of course I can, thank you. There are quite a few more in there as well, aren't there? We ought to have a look at some of these others another day. There's one about Grandmother's glasses then. Do you remember when Grandma and Grandad came?
Mama, glasses fall down.
The glasses broke, didn't they? The glass fell out. So what happened?
They said, well, why are you don't need your glasses?
Pardon?
They said, why are you don't need your glasses?
A lady said, what have you done to your glasses?
Yeah.
Right. And what did Grandma say?
I don't know, sir. I just want to mend it up again.
I don't know, but I want them mending up again. Is that what she said? And did they mend them for her?
No.
No?
No.
I thought they had done. Did you like the five little peas in a pea pod breast?
No. So I can lick. Like that. When? So I can bite. Like that.
Oh, I see. You're using my arm.
So they can pep. And put it on. Put that on bed. And put it on TikTok. Well, I like that.
Oh, Purdy can do a lot of things, because you were saying Purdy can lick like that, Purdy can bite like that. Purdy can do pat-pat like that. Whatever pat-pat is, I don't know.
A peppy blue, or a tractor, or Purdy. Makes you all sick.
You're saying Purdy's being sick?
Mine.
I don't think she is. Mind. You should say, excuse me, please, not mind. If you want to get past somebody, Thomas, you say, excuse me, please. You don't just say, mind. Do you? Are you tired now, love? You must be tired. Oh, because you're putting Mummy's hair into your ears. This means we've got a tired baby on our hands. Oh, is he ready for bed?
Yeah.
Yes. Where are you going to go to bed tonight?
Oh, where's that?
Whose bed are you going to sleep in? Your bed?
Mummy's bed.
Mummy's bed? You can't sleep in Mummy's bed.
Oh, yes, I am.
I don't think so.
Yes, I will.
No, don't do that. I don't like that. No, you're hurting me. You're not being nice now. You're being too rough.
Well, on Mummy's shoulders.
You're on Mummy's shoulders. Now, normally you get into my bed and we read stories, don't we?
Yeah.
We read stories and we have a cuddle and then you go to bed. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're magically in your room, aren't you?
Yeah.
How do you think you get to your bedroom?
In my tummy.
In your tummy? Do you think the fairies carry you through?
Yeah.
I think when you're asleep, the little fairies carry you through into your bedroom.
Yeah, Daddy.
Kissing you and saying, night night, Thomas.
And
night night, little Thomas. Sleep well.
Which this is all.
Is that a tape?
Music.
Music tape. I would imagine all the songs and rhymes are in the box.
I bought those in the dustbin.
No, no, because we need this. No, no. We keep the book and the tape together, Thomas, in that wallet. Because that clear plastic folder keeps them nice and clean, doesn't it? Do your ears hurt, love?
Whack.
Wax. Oh, how very pleasant. Ooh. Have you got wax in your ear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Just picked it up and put it in the bag.
You just picked it up and put it in a bag?
In a bag.
In
the dustbin.
You haven't put it in the dustbin bag. You're just standing right next to me. Would you like me to get a cotton bud?
Right.
You're tractor. Would you like me to get a cotton bud and sort your ears out? Oh, this is a superb tractor, isn't it? Where the little farmer and the sheep.
Bear.
Ah, oh, the sheep.
Bear.
Climbs at the train. The door of the trailer shuts and off he drives. Right, I'll send it to you. Ooh, wow.
On my farm.
On your farm?
The best.
She doesn't fall on the floor, Tom. It's better on the floor because he goes a long way, doesn't he? Don't you think? Make sure you catch him. Have you noticed how all the black on his hair's coming off? And look at some of his eyes. His eyes are missing, aren't they?
Yeah.
His face has been painted on. His eyes are missing and some of his hair's falling out.
Oh.
Must be working on the farm.
Catch! Catch ya!
Catch, catch.
Catch.
There we are. Woo, he came back to you. Just mind that box, darling. Don't flatten it, please.
Yeah.